Greetings, music lovers, and also those of you who think a string mute is a small rope for use around the neck of shrieking sopranos. This is the no-doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, dedicated to the three Bs, Barrel House, Boogie Woogie, and the Blues. Tonight we have prepared for you a feast of culture and the classics. Tonight, as guest commentator, we are happy to announce the return of Dr. Ward Byron, the eminent musicologist. Just recently, after one of his matinee lectures, one of the admiring ladies said of Dr. Byron, quote, unquote. Our special guest instrumentalist is Mademoiselle Sylvia Marlowe, the brilliant virtuoso who tonight will whip a poor defenseless harpsichord all the way from Purcell to Pine Top's Boogie. Mademoiselle Diane Courtney is our soloist, and our two conductors are again Maestro Paul Laval with his muted saloon, correction, that's salon woodwinds, and Dr. Henry Levine with his core of Dixieland light cannon and loose concrete mixers. Now our conductors are bowing to each other, each offering to let the other start the concert. Maestro Laval mounts the podium, Dr. Levine having fallen flat on his face. And we hear the overture, Maestro Laval's reading of the early American hotfoot, Everybody Step. Recently, Mademoiselle Diane Courtney brought to our attention a newspaper clipping which told of a scrubbing woman who won a role in grand opera. Mother was right, said Mademoiselle Courtney. I knew I shouldn't have given up my brush and bucket to come on Basin Street. Actually, our dimpled diva has just been offered a part in an opera. It's a new work with a somewhat lengthy title of Calling Dr. Malone for John's Other Wife and the Man I Married in David's Harem on the Road of Life with Mother and Baby and You, Jump. It seems the hero of this new opera is named Soap. Here, then, is the work which Mademoiselle Courtney sang when she auditioned for the part. We hear the familiar love aria, Tristezza in la Notte, which translated means Blues in the Night.
When I was in pigtails, my mama done told me, hun, a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when the sweet talking's done, a man is a two-face, a worrisome thing will leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train a calling. Hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the where the four winds blow. I've been to big towns, I heard some big talk, and so I know. A man's a two-faced, he'll leave you to sing the blues.
Our guest instrumentalist, Mademoiselle Sylvia Marlowe, is one of the country's foremost exponents of the harpsichord, having appeared in concert at Carnegie Hall and with leading symphony orchestras of the country. However, her long hair is completely portable and easily detachable. She is also noted in the short-haired field for her album called From Bach to Boogie Woogie. And for her first selection this evening, she is to do to a work of Mozart what Mozart wouldn't have done to a Wiener Schnitzel. The work is The Turkish March, but in this harpsichord version has been retitled Old Man Mozart on the Mooch. Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine's Dixieland Dig, carefully holding it at arm's length and with fingers firmly clamped over the nose. The good doctor has chosen to bring us a work called Rippling Melody, written by the Moylan sisters, two child musician prodigies, famous for their ability to sing in all keys, sometimes at once. Dr. Levine treats these young ladies with great respect, however, since at the doddering age of six, they were smart enough to waylay a sponsor. The work to be heard now will be heard now, as I have said, and feature in the first chorus a bit of Boogie Woogie, done in a juvenile treatment referred to in technical terms as Boogums Woogums. Dr. Henry Levine, his Dixieland Octet, and the original work by the Moylan sisters, Rippling Melody. As we told you before, music lovers, we are pleased to announce the return from Hollywood of our intermission commentator, the celebrated musicologist and author of the famous unpublished classics, The Five-Foot Book of Shelves, Dr. Ward Byron. He will continue this evening with his talks on how to get the most out of music. Dr. Byron.
Thank you, Dr. McCarthy. On my return to my country seat of Tweed on the Cane Bottom, I discovered that during my absence, my piano had become badly out of tune. Now, obviously, to get the most out of music, well, our instruments must be in perfect condition. I therefore decided to bring my piano with me this evening, and my discussion will be how to tune a piano in your own home. This is all fully explained in Volume 15 of my Five-Foot Book of Shelves. This popular volume is a daring expose and bears the title, Inside an Upright Piano. Dr. McCarthy, will you assist me in removing the front of this piano?
Gladly, Dr. Byron. I believe it pulls out this way.
Easy does it. Say, it's dusty in there, isn't it?
Why, Dr. Byron, look there on the left. An old fireman's hat.
Oh, so there is. And look here, a set of New Jersey road maps in an excellent state of preservation.
But, Dr. Byron, this is ghastly. Down there on the bottom, isn't that a skeleton?
Let me see. Oh, no cause for alarm, Dr. McCarthy. It is now clear where my dog has been burying his bones. But let us get on with the tuning. We will first try the E flat. Now, to the untutored ear, that might sound in tune. But to my highly sensitive ear, I find it to be a bit flat. We now apply the wrench to the tuning peg and tighten in this manner. There, that brings it up slightly, but it still needs a bit more. A bit. We now pass on to another note. Here is a G string. Now we'll up a little bit. These strings are obviously of inferior quality. Let us try this one.
Pardon me, Dr. Byron, but it seems to me that you are having your nose dangerously close to your work.
Oh, never fear, Dr. McCarthy. I have this well under control. A bit more.
Yes, these strings are decidedly of inferior quality.
Well, we now have corrected the offending notes, and we shall hear the beautiful tones of a well-tuned piano as I play the lovely I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire Because I'm Married to a False Alarm.
Thank you, Dr. Byron, for another illuminating talk on how to get the most out of music. I am sure that even the most untutored ear could detect the results of your skillful tuning of the piano. We will look forward to your return at our next concert with the same anticipation as a trip to the dentist's office. Maestro Paul Laval now brings us a work in which he shows off the glowing colors and warm orchestral tones of his 10-man salon group, known to musicians as a frying sigh symphony. The work to be heard is the early classic Limehouse Blues, and in it, the maestro's 10 men will play all but one of their 36 instruments, the harp, which will not be heard tonight, because we regret to say that one of the musicians brought his lunch to the studio, and he used the harp for slicing a hard-boiled egg. Solos on the oboe, the double reed instrument, which is supposed to drive musicians nuts, will be played by Professor Milton Prokofiev Castle, known to his friends as Napoleon. Maestro Paul Laval's woodwind treatment of Limehouse Blues.
Thank you.
recent concert, Mademoiselle Diane Courtney introduced a new selection which caused many of you fellow members to write in and ask that it be repeated. The work in question is extremely timely at this moment, since it concerns our gallant young men in uniform who are paid $21 a day once a month. It was written by Professor Red Evans, a young Tin Pan Alley tunesmith, who himself is now awaiting a call in the national numbers game, and upon whom khaki will soon be becoming. Mademoiselle Diane Courtney is very happy to comply with these requests as she brings us a repeat performance of Your 1A in the Army and A1 in My Heart.
From coast to coast in this great nation, each man has got a classification. Pray tell me what's yours. I've got a guy who's really something. This man of mine, he ain't missing nothing. No wonder I'm happy to say he's 1A in the Army and he's A1 in my heart. He's gone to help the country that helped him get a star. I love him so because I know he wants to do his part. He's A1 in the Army and he's 1A in my heart. And just in case you're quizzical, I'm gonna tell you now. He passed the toughest physical, he passed it, folks, and how. For I know why he rates so high on Uncle Sammy's chart. He's 1A in the Army, and he's A1 in my heart. Just in case you're quizzical, I'll tell you now. He passed the toughest physical, he passed it, folks, and how. I know why he rates high in Uncle Sammy's chart. He's 1A in the Army, and he's A1 in my heart.
As we promised you, Mademoiselle Sylvia Marlowe has returned once again to our concert stage. No doubt, fellow members, many of you have heard of the coffee concerts presented in Manhattan's Swank Museum of Modern Art. As you know, the concerts feature low music in an atmosphere of high art. When the joint gets jumping, however, it is said that Gauguin gets in the groove and that Whistler's mother capers off the canvas and cuts up a rug. Star of a recent concert was Mademoiselle Sylvia Marlowe, who at this time will perform a work which won much acclaim at the recent coffee concert. Miss Marlowe has consented to repeat this particular work because she is playing tonight for both coffee and cake. She brings us her hot harpsichord treatment of the first of the boogie-woogie classics, Pine Tops Boogie. Thank you. To bring us his special Dixieland version of You Are My Sunshine. The question is, however, as to which is the brighter, the sunshine, the spotlight, or the good doctor's neon nose. Incidentally, the good doctor has to put up with some sly nose-tweaking lately from misguided persons who thought they were snatching a bulb. Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine, his barefooted philharmonic, and You Are My Sunshine. Lovers, we have slipped a Michael Q. Finola to another one. We sincerely hope you will join us again at our next concert. Of course, all our regulars will be present, and our guest instrumentalist will be the world-famed Glenn Hurlburt. Until then, aloha, and we'll never forget.
chairman of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street has again been Dr. Jackson McArthur. This is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.